The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. Let's thank the Lord for a new day. Let's thank the Lord for another life. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Rabba shakata kaba ita lebebe ite kebara kata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba ita lebe shokuto kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba ita lebe shekete kebara. Ile papa rakata kaba ita lebe shokuto kaba ya. Balikatara baba itale beshokutu kabaya. Libabara katakaba itale beshokutu kabaya. Marando zibreketeke barokutu kabeiteke baya. Malikarando zibreketeke baatu lakaraba itakabaya. Glory, 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 glory. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Li papa rakata kabaya kabara kata kabaya kata kabaya. Let's bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy. God cannot worship himself. He can never worship himself. That is why he has created us to worship him. Yes. He can never, never worship himself. Yes. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's tell him who he is. Let's tell him what he can do and what he has done before. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Beside you there is no God.
Father, there is none to be compared unto you.
There is none to be compared unto you, O Lord. There is none to be compared unto you. 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 You have no equal.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
No equal.
Yes, Lord.
You have no equal.
Yes, Lord.
You have no equal. You have no comparison.
There is
you have
no one comparison. That can ever be Mama compared to you. Before you, there is none. Beside you, there is none. Behind you, there is none. You are the one and only true God, the only living God, the only wise God. We celebrate you this morning for your faithfulness and love. For your goodness and mercy, for the great and mighty things you have done, we say thank you, Lord. We say blessed be your holy name, faithful art thou, O God. There is none, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and mercy unto us. Father, for your faithfulness to us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for you watch over your word to confirm, to do in our lives, to perform in our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so grateful and thankful to you. You are the faithful God. You are the almighty God. The living God is your name.
Let's declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We enter your presence by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood.
We are
justified by the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood.
We are washed in the blood.
We are blessed. We are blessed.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood.
We are washed in the blood.
We are justified by the blood.
We enter your presence by the blood.
We begin by the blood. We enter your presence by the blood.
We begin 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 by the blood.
By the blood. By the blood.
We enter that office by the blood.
We begin by the blood.
We begin by the blood.
By the blood.
Around us, O God.
Yes, we enter that office by the blood.
Yes, Lord. We dwell in the blood. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you for giving us another life to live. When we were asleep on our beds, we were like dead people. We never knew all that has been going, what was going on around us. But you sent your angels to watch over us. We are grateful unto you. And at the right time, you stir up our spirit back to life. Some went to bed today and they couldn't wake up. Yes, they died in their sleep. They saw things in their dreams. They fought battles in their dreams. And they lost the battles. But we are up by the grace of God. We say, Lord, unto you be the glory, unto you be the worship, unto you be the honor, unto you be the adoration. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this blessed day and blessed week. Father, we know that this day has a lot of blessings in store for us. Unto you be the glory. Father, we thank you for power for today. We know that you are going to use this avenue to touch our lives and make our lives better and draw us closer to you. Holy Spirit, lead us even as we enter by the blood. Direct us, take charge. Give each and every one of us an encounter. Minister to us, Lord. Glorify your name in our lives. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is Monday, the 11th day of December 2023. 11th day of December 2023. We are in the last Gregorian and lunar month of 2023. And we are preparing ourselves for a triumphant exit into a glorious entry. The way you exit will determine the way you enter. And so once again, I welcome each and every one of you to Power for Today. So let others know and take advantage to join and receive fresh impartation. Yes, I know sometimes, yes, we need to play these prayers and listen to them. Like the lady pastor does, I also do sometimes. Yes, very important. That is when you even understand certain things that have been shared. So once again, this morning, I welcome each and every one of you. We want to take a brief exhortation on which we are praying. Yes, our theme this morning is aligning with Jesus. For triumphant exit, alignment, they are the same. Aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit. You know, I really want to thank the Lord for the life of Reverend George Eduba for yesterday. I tell you, it was really a great blessing. He opens certain dimensions. You know, as a preacher, sometimes it is just a joy to to sit down and listen and take note, listening to others, also preaching to you. Yes. And by now, deliverance people are saying that my decision to bring others is yielding a lot of, result. Yielding a lot of result. Deliverance people want to hear me all the time. You cannot hear me all the time. Yes. There are others that the Lord is bringing to impact our lives and then to take us to other dimensions. So I want to base again on the scripture. Yes, that has been our scripture. Even the last time we took our scripture from Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And today we still want to go to Mark chapter 5. Yes. You know, I thank God. I was so happy when he mentioned the theological name of this lady with the issue of blood, Veronica. Yes, her name is Veronica. You know, this Bible we are holding is a summary. It's a summary. Behind this Bible are history. Those histories are written in the book of Jasha and other, you see, Jasha and other books that are not included in the Bible. So sometimes when you study theology to a certain level, then that's when you meet this name. Like the name of David's mother is called Abdel. Abdel, yes. Abdel. What is the other name? Nisvet. Abdel Nisvet. That's the mother of David. Abdel Nisvet. All these people whose names were not mentioned, they have names. Because people lived at that time and knew them and saw them. So those people wrote history, like Josephus, Eusebius, and others. These are the historians, yes, who lived at that time. Yes, so the story of Veronica, once again, we want to read from Mark chapter 5, from verse 24 again. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. So this is Veronica. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Let me make a comment here. Yesterday when the altar call was made and I saw nurses also, midwives also, among. I started shaking my head. So nurses too. Doctors too have medical conditions that they have issues that they don't have answers to. So you see what people are carrying around. Now, verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples. This was Peter. Peter, Luke said Peter. His disciples answered, "And yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet. This is a testimony. People don't testify. People don't testify. Selfishness. That's why they don't receive more testimonies. When you fail to testify, you are blocking your way. Knowing that, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Verse 34, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." So from verse 35, that was Jairus. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" I know why I've read this. Beloved, as I was meditating on yesterday's message and also on this passage, a lot of insight is beginning to come. I got it there yesterday that it was blood for blood. Blood for blood. And I want to say that one of the things the devil is using to settle us for less, one of the things the devil is using to rule us, is to make us see or view things that happen to us as normal. Natural. It's normal with human beings. It's normal. This is just normal. Yes. When you are growing, when you pass 50 years, when you pass 60 years, that's how you feel. This is what the devil has used to cheat us. So, we see sickness as normal. Malaria is normal. Disease, normal. Certain habits, certain things people do. Oh, as for men, they are like this. As for women, they are like this. So the devil is finished. He is finished with us. He has conquered us. He has made us to accept things as normal. And he has even influence our academic lives. Subjects are taught, psychology, philosophy. Subjects are taught how to accept situations, things you cannot change. Like I have the serenity, I mean prayer. God on my Bible, God on the case of my Bible, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is nothing. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is philosophy. This is not proper truth. Yes, there are things you cannot change. For example, your height. But you know that things you cannot change, you don't worry about them. Have you seen any short person worry that I'm short? Have you seen any tall person worry that I'm too tall? You see, things you cannot change, God has given you the desire. He wants you. You don't even think about it. Have you seen any short person? Look, we went for an occasion at Evangel Assemblies of God when they were installing the former regional. And I never knew that what was standing there was a human being. I was trying to look. The person was so short. The person will not even be at my waist. A man. I was watching. What is that? Human being. Go to that person and see whether his height is a bother. Especially when he is alone. Or is among his kind. It is only when tall people are around that you will see that, oh, somebody is taller than me. So things you cannot change, God has given you the grace for them. Anything you don't have the grace for, it means that you can change it. That is what makes this kind of prayers, This, excuse me, 10 times. These are some of the Roman Catholic and other this thing. I'm sorry, I know some Roman Catholics are around. I'm not. These are some of the Roman Catholic things that these are philosophy, human mind. This is not biblical. It is all the truth. Yes. Grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So you see, to accept the thing I cannot change. That secret is not going. So just accept it. So you see, because they don't have the power to change it, they teach you how to just accommodate it. Do you know that pharmaceutical companies are only making money? Medicine don't heal. Oh. Yes. Medicine only manages symptoms. God is the healer. I'm telling you, medicine only manages what? Symptoms. No medicine heal. Medicine manages symptoms. Symptoms, yes. Only God heals. Me, a doctor has told me before, when you go, you will see it there. We take care, but God heals. We take care, but God heals. So you see, the devil will cause you to accept things as they are. That was why this Veronica's case, for 12 years, because she was from a rich family. Yes, it was said that she was from a rich family, but the family sold their properties. By the time she got her healing, all their properties was gone. That was when she heard about Jesus. She has been hearing of Jesus, but because she had money. But when everything was gone, now she decided, she saw Jesus as her last hope. Look, see Jesus as your last hope from day one. Not when you have lost everything. Not when you have lost everything. See Jesus as your everything from day one. That is how some of us, we have seen Jesus. Who, I'm telling you, if you know how some of us started, we didn't have any opportunity. We did not have any opportunity. If today people are asking me for money, so and so, I say, God, you are something. We didn't have any opportunity. We started from ground, poverty. We didn't have anybody, nobody, no uncle, no sister and so, no this to us. When we married, as the lady pastor, the things we have gone through, first 3 years, we were living by faith. We were living by faith. Sometimes I look at the children in the house when everybody, me, I will not eat this, me, I will eat this, sister and so, I say, you people, you don't know. If you knew how we started, if you knew, Gary is the only thing that is there. That's the only thing you eat. Morning, afternoon, evening. There is nothing, no choice. Today, by the grace of God, you have things to choose. We made Jesus Christ our number one. So you see, never view any sickness, any disease, any act as things. These things are not things, oh. View them as expressions of demons. I'm telling you, these are expressions of what? Demons. They are expression of evil spirit. They are expressions of devils. Human beings are channels. So we are channels and we are vessels to spirits, demons and devils. And these express themselves when they are given easy access. And what is their access? Their access is through the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. This is the access. Immorality, so and so, fear and anger, all these things. These are the access. Look, there are various spirits, demons, devils that are looking for avenues in human beings to express themselves. Look, there are spirits and demons that we haven't seen here on earth. billions, trillions that have not yet expressed themselves. In fact, some of them, the Bible says that God himself is keeping them. They have been chained in the bottomless pit, not to be released. They will only be released after the rapture. But still, they have been chained under the Euphrates River. They are under the Euphrates River. They have been chained there under the river. Demons are there. It is those demons that the Bible says, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So there are demons under the earth, under rivers, under cities, under mountains. They have been kept there for to be revealed after the rapture. That's why nobody should miss the rapture. When you miss the rapture, you can't make it. When you miss the rapture, because those demons will be released and they will use human beings. They will use human beings. They will enter into human beings and use human. Look, we are containers. So we are channels. You see somebody angry, somebody doing something you think is the person. It's a spirit. A spirit is expressing itself through the person. In the same way, sickness and diseases, they are demons, they are spirits that express themselves. They express themselves. You'll be going to hospital, going to hospital, going to hospital, spending all money. If it is a spirit, no medicine can tackle it. No medicine. No medicine. Yes, some things are natural. Yes, for example, a knife cuts you, blood is coming out. This is to the natural body. So that when you apply medicine, it will heal. Because it is the natural body. But if it is spirit, nothing can stop the blood from flowing. Nothing can stop. So you see, these demons, they are looking for avenues to express themselves. Say, I will never be an avenue.
An avenue.
Say, I will never be a channel.
I will never be a channel.
Say, my soul will never be a channel.
My soul will never be a channel.
My body will never be a channel.
My body will never be a channel.
My mind will never be a channel.
My mind will never be a
channel. My senses will never be a channel.
My senses will never be channels.
Yes. So they are looking for avenues in human beings to express themselves. And you know how they express themselves. They do this through thoughts. Thoughts. Your mind. Thoughts. Pictures, imaginations, voices. Yes, thoughts, pictures, imaginations, voices. Anger is a spirit. Envy is a spirit. Jealousy is a spirit. Comparison is a spirit. Competition is a spirit. Lust is a spirit. Immorality is a spirit. Greed is a spirit. Selfishness is a spirit. Even ignorance is a spirit. All these things, they are spirit. They are demons. Fear is anxiety. Worry is a spirit. Some of us, we never knew. These spirits have really operated in us. Worry, anxiety. I started worrying at the age of 12 years. I just like worrying. I just like thinking. I would just worry about something. Worry, 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 worry. I never knew. I never knew. These are spirits. They are demons. They steal your joy, your peace. John 10:10. The enemy comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal what? Your joy, your peace. Because you see, the more you are joyful and you are celebrating, you are joyful and you are happy, the more you are drawing the presence of God. That's why we say that when a situation comes, sing praises. Praise God. Worship God. You are creating an atmosphere for what? For the presence of God to come in. But when you start complaining, grumbling, you are drawing the presence of the devil. And you never win that battle. So let's examine our thoughts, our mindset. Yes. pictures, imaginations, voices, things we give our ears to, things we give our minds to, the way we talk. Yes. And do you know, their entrances are in the five senses. The five senses, the flesh. So, that's how they enter. And do you know things that draw them to lurk around us? Altars, covenants, and foundations. Altars, covenants, and foundations. They cause them to have the power to always lurk around. Family altars, family covenants, family. If your father has ever entered into a covenant, your grandfather, or you yourself, you have entered into some covenant before. Oh, come on. Even if they can't enter you, they will be around you. Until you break from that covenant. Until you sip, that's why we should be careful. We should be careful. That's why yesterday I was saying that, look, when there is a perennial problem that is not living, look, stop attacking witches. Start with yourself. What have you said before? What are some of the things you have used your mouth to utter in anger, in whatever? All those things, demons have picked them and they are using them against you. Ask for me this. Ask for me this. Ask for me that. Who told you? Words are raw materials. Words are not dead. They are number one, raw materials. Number two, keys. Number three, seeds. They are seeds in the spiritual realm. When God spoke, let there be light. Light came. God saw light and light manifested. Light germinated. So when you are speaking, your words are creating and your actions are also creating your thoughts. Everything, there is nothing that is just in the vacuum. Our lives, our life is a field. We are sowing and we are the first to reap. So we must always break ourselves free from family altars, covenants, foundations. Veronica's case was an expression of blood sucking and draining spirit. A blood sucking and draining demon was what affected this lady. Yes, a demon was just drawing blood. But you know, Veronica aligned this condition to Jesus. She aligned this condition. You see, whenever the lesser power comes into contact with the greater power, the lesser power must bow. Hence, blood for blood. Like the Holy Spirit revealed to me yesterday, blood for blood. She was bleeding. And Jesus was going to release his blood to save us. So you see, immediately she touched Jesus, the blood of Jesus, even though Jesus has not died. Blood. Because the blood of is not physical blood. Even though Jesus, yes, shed physical blood, it is spiritual. So blood hit that blood. The blood of Jesus, swallowed that blood. You see, it is time. How do you get aligned? Align your thoughts. Align that problem. Align that situation. Align that condition. By speaking, I align you to Jesus. I connect this problem to Jesus. I connect my husband's behavior to Jesus. I connect my wife to Jesus. I connect this child to Jesus. I connect to Jesus. Yes. So you connect. Even when you lay hands on your children, you connect them. I connect you to Jesus. I connect this sickness to Jesus. I connect this problem to Jesus. And the moment you connect, stop worrying about it. Connect consciously, connect by faith, and stop worrying about it. Look, as for worrying, it will come. Oh, our mind, our thoughts. Look, that is the center of the devil. our soulish realm. Fear, worry, anxiety, they come through our soulish realm. So these demons and devils, they operate in our soulish realm to maintain their stay in us. Yes, they create conditions to extend their stay in us through thoughts, mindset, ideologies, culture, and tradition. Oh, the devil is too bad. Ah, to err is human. To err is human. So you settle. Bonnie Batanipa, he has finished you. That spirit will cause you to continue to sin so that you miss heaven. Because it has settled you to err is human. Bonnie Batanipa, look, like yesterday, sometimes when I am hitting these sins, people do, you don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it too. When I'm standing there, I'm talking, or I'm preaching, I'm talking hard like that. You think I don't like it. By nature, I am a shy person. I never knew I could preach. De La Liboja, one of the things that my family used to know that God has really called, my father has been saying, they say, truly God has called Dela. Hey! Even when we are taking picture in a group, I don't want to be in front. I don't want to be in front. I don't want to stand before people. All of a sudden, look at me. Look at even the things I say. It's not me. When I'm standing there, there is an edge for you to talk and address things. It's not easy, naturally, to look at people and rebuke them and say, no, that is not my nature at all. I would have been a worse pastor who would sit down and allow things just to happen. But I can't do anything because that's the anointing I carry. That's my calling. To build people. Say, go and build an army for me. Yes. So I am a builder. And when you are building, you dig. You pull down. Yes, Jeremiah. My ministry is Jeremiah. Yes, I set you up to that's my ministry. That's the scripture God gave me. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19. That is what God gave me, and that's my ministry. So sometimes when I stand there and I am saying these things, don't think that it is pleasant for me at all. No. It is not to Jeremiah chapter. Oh. Jeremiah chapter 1. This is my ministry. How come that when scriptures are too much? Say, I call you to pull down, to destroy, to set up, and all that. Pardon me? To plant and to destroy. This is one of the scriptures I have heard audible voice from God. Yes, see today. Verse 10. Oh, is there? Verse 10. I mentioned verse 10, eh? I mentioned 19. 19 is verse 10. See today, I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. That's my ministry. That's my ministry. And Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. These two scriptures. This is my ministry. This is my calling. That's why sometimes I talk like that. So, beloved, we want to pray now. Don't accept things as normal. No. These spirits, demons, devils influence us to shy away, to scare us away, and to cut us off from where we get help. I'm telling you. Like what they said to Jairus. People came, oh, the child is dead. Why do you bother the master any longer? Look, this thing you have already failed. What can you do about it? For you to settle. Look, do you know that There are people who shy away from pastor. Let me tell you, anybody who shies away from you, there are two things. Either the person gossips about you behind you, I'm telling you, the person say bad things about you, gossips about you, yes. Or the person is an agent of the devil against you, yes. Anybody who shies away, or the person is living in sin, the person is living in a way that when the person comes around, the light and the glory around you doesn't make the person feel comfortable. So when I see people, oh, after me, sorrowful, I'm shy. Either you are an agent, you are living in sin, or you gossip. So you see, they came and said to Jairus, why are you, but this is what the devil does. Oh, don't bother, pastor. Oh, don't bother church. Oh, don't bother. No, I am not talking about some people, they can handle situations, so they want to grow. I am not talking about that one. They want to face the challenge. Listen to me. All we are teaching you is that be yourself. Grow, mature. The day you are able to face a spirit and bind the spirit, your faith grows. Because pastors will not always be there. Yes. That one, we need to. So if this one, you didn't call pastor, not because you are feeling shy, because you want to use the authority God has given to you. Praise God, that is it. But I'm talking about the devil can shy you away. Yes, the devil can cut you off from where you get solutions. Look, sometimes the devil, where you are to get help, the devil will take you away. Look, most of these people are marrying people from outside. The devil is just taking them away. I'm telling you. The devil is taking them away to limit them. God show me. And it is something we are going to work on. Yes. The devil is just taking them away to shut them down. So he will connect you with somebody from outside. I'm not saying everybody from outside is bad. No. No. You see, when we are preaching, we balance it. The devil can create offense and take you away from the church. He can create something to take you away from where your help is. Some people also, God also takes them away from your life. Yes, God also takes people away from, he cut off people. That's why we need to mature in the spirit. I'm telling you, we need spiritual maturity to discern all this. Let's pray now. Say, my Father in heaven, I declare and decree, from now,
I align
every aspect of my life to you, Jesus Christ. Let's continue that prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, let's continue. Let's align. Yes, align. I align my soul, my thoughts, my body, my will, every challenge in my life. Bring it into alignment right now. Bring it into alignment.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Aspect of our lives to Jesus right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I align my thoughts to you, Lord. I align my thoughts. I align my mind. I align my challenges. I align the situation. Yes, in my life to you, Jesus. I align my life to you. I align every aspect of my life to you. I align the situation to you. I align this condition to Jesus. I align my mind. I align my thoughts. I align my will to you, Jesus. I align my emotions. I align my emotions to you, Jesus. I align my life to you. I align this difficult situation, this challenge that I find in my life that is refusing to bow. I align to you, Jesus. I align it with you, Jesus. I align with you, Jesus. I align with Jesus. everything in my life, every situation in my life, I bring this situation before you, Lord. I align it with you, Jesus. I align this condition with you, this health condition. I align it with you. I align with you. I align it with you. My mind is with you. Yes, Lord. I align my mind with you. I align my thoughts with you. I align my situation with you. I align this difficulty in my life with you. I align this health challenge with you. I align it with you. I align with you. I align with you. I align with you. I align it with you. I align with you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I align the situation with you. My mind align. I align my will.
Yes, yes, yes.
I align my emotions. I align my being. I align my soul. I align my spirit. I align my home. I align my children with you. My children's lives. My marriage.
Align your mind. Align your imagination. Align your will.
I align.
I align. I align. I align. I align. I align. Every aspect of my life. I align to you, Jesus. I align. I align. I align.
I align. I align with you, yes, Lord. I align. I align. I align. With you, Jesus. I align with you, Jesus. I align with you, Jesus. Every aspect of my life. Yes, Lord, my family. I align my family with you. I align my family with you. I align my words with you. What I speak, Lord, they have my atmosphere. I align it with you. I align my atmosphere and environment with you, Jesus. I align them with you. I align with you. I align with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That is not from God.
That is not from God.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Flash it out of me.
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 Any thought in my mind.
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 Any thought in my soul.
Any thought in my soul.
Any action.
Any action.
Any disease.
Any disease.
Any habit.
Any habit.
That is not from God.
That is not from God.
That is not from God.
Is not but from
inherited,
God, but inherited
from the works of the flesh,
the works of the flesh,
from the works of the flesh,
the works of the flesh.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ,
let the blood of Jesus Christ,
any desire,
any desire,
any taste,
any taste
in my life,
in my life,
that is not from
that
God,
that is not from
that
God,
that is not from the Holy Spirit,
not from the Holy
let
Spirit.
The blood of Jesus Christ,
let the blood of Jesus,
flash it out, flash it out,
flash it out of my life,
flash it out,
flash it out,
flash it out.
Yes, let flash the Lord,
out.
Yes,
any
let the
mindset,
blood of Jesus
any
flash
thought.
It out. Any mindset, any thought, yes, Lord. Any thought, yes, any imagination, even anything I see, yes, Lord, that gives a negative atmosphere. That is not from the Holy Spirit.
In
Jesus'
mighty
name of Jesus.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
any
Christ.
Any evil spirit.
Any evil spirit.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any devil.
Any devil.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is finding any
that
way.
That is finding any way.
That is finding any
that
way.
That is finding any way.
To express itself.
Express itself.
Through me.
Through me.
Through me.
Through me.
Through me.
Through me.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my
senses.
In my will.
In my will.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I resist that spirit.
I resist that spirit.
I resist that demon.
I resist that demon.
I resist. I resist.
I resist. I resist
and reject.
I resist and I reject.
I resist and I reject.
I resist and
I declare and decree.
Yes, Lord.
You can no longer.
I declare and decree that you
find your expression through me.
Find your expression through me.
You can no longer.
You can no longer.
Find your expression through me.
You can no longer.
longer,
you can no longer
find your expression
find
to me.
Your expression
I
to
align
me.
You to
I
Jesus.
I align you to Jesus.
I align you to the cross.
You to the cross.
I align you to the cross.
I align you to the cross.
I align you to the cross.
You to the cross.
I align you to the cross.
To the cross.
I align you to the cross.
You with the cross.
I align you to the cross.
I align you with the cross.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any devil.
Any devil.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Finding expression.
Finding expression.
In my desire.
In my desire.
In my taste.
In my taste.
In my thoughts.
In my thoughts.
In my mindset.
In my mindset.
In my habits.
In my habits.
In my habits.
In my habits.
In my mindset.
In my mindset.
In my imagination.
In my imagination.
I resist you.
I resist.
I resist.
I resist you.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you. And I reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I reject you.
And reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I reject
you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I reject you.
And reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
I reject you.
I resist you.
I resist you.
And,
you,
and
I flash you
and
out
I flash you
with
out
the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of
I flash
Jesus.
You out.
I flash you out
with the
I
blood
flash
of Jesus.
You out with the blood of
I flash
Jesus.
You out
I flash
with the blood
out
of Jesus.
With the blood of
I
Jesus.
I flash you out
I flash
with the
you
blood
out
of Jesus.
With the blood of
and
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost
flash
fire.
I flash you.
I flash you out.
Any area of my life.
Flash you out of my life.
Any spirit.
Any area of my life.
Any area of my life.
Any spirit.
That any spirit.
Any spirit
is occupying.
Occupying.
Is occupying.
Occupying.
Unknowingly.
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 With the blood of
with
Jesus.
The blood of
and
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost
I
fire.
Flash it out.
I flash you out.
I flash it 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 out.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Any covenant.
Any covenant.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
That is empowering.
That is empowering.
These demons.
These demons.
These spirits.
These spirits.
And these powers.
And these powers.
To afflict me.
Me,
to attack me.
To attack me.
To assail me.
To assail me.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
From those altars.
From those altars.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
From those covenants.
From those covenants.
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
From those
from
foundations.
Those covenants.
I detach myself.
From those altars. From
with the
those
blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood,
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And
with the
blood
Holy
of
Ghost
Jesus
fire.
Christ.
Yes, Lord, I detach myself from any altar, from any demonic covenant, from any demonic altar.
I detach, I detach.
That's given the devil the legal way to fight me, to assail me. I detach myself with the blood of Jesus.
I detach, I detach. I detach yourself right now. Detach yourself right now. Detach yourself right now.
Detach
yourself right now. Cut off yourself right
I
now.
Myself.
Break yourself free.
I break myself
break yourself free.
Free. I break,
break your mind free.
I break,
break your mind free.
Free. I break,
break your mind free.
Free
break your emotions free.
I break my emotions free.
Break your emotions free.
I break my
break
mind
your senses free.
Break my
break
senses
free.
Free.
Break free.
I break
free.
My emotions
break free.
Free.
Right now.
I break my will free. To align with the will of God. To align with Jesus Christ. I break my will free. To align with Jesus Christ. I break
in
my
Jesus'
free.
Name.
Amen.
You see, sometimes when we boast about tribal distinct, I before yet, San Omuyo, as for every people, this how they are. San Omutio, as for every people, this how they are. As for Ashanti people, this how they are. As look, those are tribal principalities. They are cultural and tribal principality we are celebrating. They are just expressing themselves because the people there have allowed them, they have welcomed them. Any spirit you welcome, it will express itself. It becomes a culture and tradition. I thank God I'm recording this. Yesterday, one of my general was telling me, Pastor, when are your books coming out? When I show them the teachings I received Saturday into Sunday night about soul, the soulish realm. I've never heard it anywhere. I thank God for the Holy Spirit who teaches me. The soulish realm. That's why the problem is. Many Christians are soulish. You know, the devil will reduce you to your soulish realm so that he can rule over you. That was what he did to Eve. Yes, Adam and Eve, they were to rule over the devil. They were to exercise dominion over all creation. So do you know what the devil did? The devil just reduced them to the soulish realm. That was all. He brought them down to the soulish realm.
Many Christians are living in the soulish realm. So we are limited. The blessings are not flowing. Because we are speaking like the media, like politicians, like so, so and so. When we are supposed to live heaven on earth, we are supposed to manifest heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to manifest the Holy Spirit. God lives in us. We are gods. We speak like God. We act like God. We should see like God. Whenever a situation emerges, begin to laugh. Say, ah, my God. Ah, look at God inside this situation. Look at God. Look at God. This is God. But you see, we have been taught psychology. We have been taught philosophy. We have been taught all kinds of things. So those are all soulish. They are soulish things. The word of God is spiritual. The word of God is spiritual. Look, I was telling somebody that as long as we live here on earth, once Satan brought Adam into the soulish realm, we will continue to live in the soulish realm. The soul will be battling with the spirit. Even though now Jesus lives in your spirit, the whole God, the whole kingdom is inside your spirit, there will be battle between them. Originally, there was no battle. Originally, God created Adam as a soul. God was living inside the soul of Adam. So they were one. Adam was like God. But the moment Satan attacked the soul and reduced him to the soulish realm, God checked out. That was when Adam died spiritually. Say, when you eat, you will die. God checked out of the soul. So the soul, since then, the soul has become a slave to the flesh and to Satan. But when you become born again, Jesus goes back into what? Your soul. The spirit now lives inside your soul. It has taken back the original position. But you know, now the battle between your soul and your flesh will forever be there. There will be battle. Because Satan works through your soul and your flesh. So that battle will be there. That's why we have to examine our thoughts. When the thought is coming, where is this coming from? Is it from the Holy Spirit? Or is it just from my soul? Is it from the devil or what? We have to examine our ways. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am exiting with dominion, with power, with
power,
with prosperity,
with prosperity,
with increase,
with increase.
I am exiting with a new version.
2023.
I am
with a
exiting
new version.
2023.
With a new version.
With a new version.
With a new version,
a new version
of myself,
with a new version,
a new version
of myself,
of myself,
with a new version,
a new version
of myself,
of myself,
with a new version,
a new
of myself,
of myself,
with a new version,
a new
of myself,
of myself,
with a new version,
a new version
of myself,
of myself. Yes, Lord.
I will
never exit 2023 with that failure, with that setback, with that health condition, with that sickness. I will not exit 2023 with you, with any demonic.
I am not exiting.
I will not exit 2023 as Lord.
With this,
yes,
problem,
with this problem.
With this problem.
With this problem.
With this disease.
With this disease.
With this sickness.
With this sickness.
With this attack.
With this
with
attack.
This battle.
With this
with
battle.
This condition.
With this
with this situation.
With this
I am not exiting.
I am not exiting.
I am not exiting.
I am not exiting.
You are not crossing over with me.
You are not crossing over with me.
You are not crossing over
every
with
spirit,
me.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
Every power.
Every power.
Every demon.
Every demon.
Behind this situation.
Behind this situation.
Behind this battle.
Behind this battle,
behind this warfare,
behind this
warfare,
behind this economic
behind
situation,
this economic
behind this financial situation,
behind this,
behind this delay,
behind this delay,
behind this disease,
behind this sickness,
behind this
behind
marital
this
situation,
disease.
Behind
this
marital
situation,
situation. Behind,
yes,
this career
behind
situation,
this career situation,
you are not crossing over.
You are not crossing
I
over.
Bind you in the name
I
of Jesus.
Bind you in
I
the name
nail you
Jesus.
To the cross.
I nail you
I
to the cross.
I align you to Jesus.
I align you to
I
Jesus.
I align you to Jesus.
I align you,
I align you to Jesus.
I align you to Jesus.
I align you to
Jesus.
You are not exiting with me.
You are not exiting with me.
You are not exiting with me.
You will not enter 2024 with me.
You will not enter 2024 with me. You will not enter
2024 with me.
Let's thank the Lord right now for the answered
yes,
prayer. Father,
we
thank
glory
you.
And praise.
We
glorify
you.
We celebrate you, our
God,
for this morning's visitation.
Thank
you for this powerful prayer point. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us. We thank you for answered prayer. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our lives today. And the fact that our lives are never the same as we entered, Lord. Yes, we are not exiting the same way. We are not ending the same way we entered. You have lifted us another step up.
Oh
God, forward. We thank you so much. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. Yes, oh Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Rakata kabara. Ipaparakata kabara. Sakarata kabaya.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, we give glory to God for how far he has brought us. Unto him alone be all the glory. Beloved, when you understand this teaching, what I have shared today, 90% of your Christianity, you have won the victory. I'm telling you, you have won the victory. You see, Satan will create a situation for you to talk. Look, your maid, your house help will get you angry. That's when they strike. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't get angry. But we need to be very strategic. We need to be. You see, we have the normal, natural, and the demonic one. Beloved, from now to 31st, speak, command things. Command sickness, command sin. Say, you this thing. You are not exiting 2023 with me. Never. I am not exiting as a single. I am not exiting with this delay. I am not exiting with this loneliness. I am not exiting. Look, let me tell you, how it will happen is not your concern. As you are speaking like this, angels will pick the words. I am not exiting 2023 with this marital problem, with this problem with my husband, with this problem with my wife, with this problem with so and so. I am not. I am not exiting with this version of mine. There must be a change. And you see, as we pray these prayers, please desire yourself to change. You desire. The Bible says that we should be doers of the word, not hearers only. Desire, as you are praying, work on yourself as the Holy Spirit to take charge of yourself. And at the end of the day, you will see the glory of God in your life. That is when all the prophecies that has been given. Oh, look, before you realize, they will start manifesting like that. Pa, 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 pa. They are not manifesting because there is something in you that is blocking them. You are speaking a different language. You are manifesting a different lifestyle. You are manifesting a different character. You are carrying a different mindset. How does it work? It doesn't work. When you plant orange, mango doesn't germinate. When you plant tomatoes, garden egg doesn't germinate. What you plant is what germinates. Those are the fruits you reap. I am telling you. So we should watch ourselves. Stop fighting witches. I beg you. Let's witches. They are there. They are doing there. But let me tell you, when you understand this soulish thing, as I'm going to talk about it again at the 11th hour. Why are people operating witchcraft in the church? I just praise somebody who did something well, who played the tambourine very well. Do you know that the person's finger has burned? The finger, from that day, the finger just burned like this. Yesterday, the person was showing me. The finger burned like this. Because of the praises. Where did the attack come from? The attack came from somebody who has the spirit among them. Ah, so this person has been praised. So when I'm, you see, witchcraft in the soulless realm, in the church. Witchcraft in the soulless realm. Yes. It is there. People are operating it. I praise her. Oh, the way you play this tambourine. Oh, you are going to... I have even forgotten what I said. You remember? I praise somebody. I don't want to mention the name. One of our prominent women in the church. The finger bent like this. Yesterday, the finger. She has to pray and pray and command it before it has straightened a little, but it is still bent. So yesterday, I need to hold the finger and command. What are you talking about? You think a witch came from outside? No. It is among the same tambourine players. It is among the people there in the church. Somebody who carry that spirit with him. Maybe the person doesn't even know. Even to say, ah, so we have been playing the tambourine, pastor hasn't praised us. So this person, or somebody sitting among the con, this lady, why is pastor always praying? That is a spirit. That is witchcraft. Please, you church, you don't know. You think the devil is outside? The devil is inside the church. He uses pastors. He uses pastors' wives. He uses anybody who opens up. We are all channels. That's why we need to examine our spirits. Examine your soul always. I'm always checking myself. Always checking myself. I'm telling you, I am always checking myself. When we finish, I go to the office. I pray. I say, God, is there anything that came out of me which is not yours, which is not from you? I withdraw it. I withdraw it. Now, I want us to pray this prayer. I want to take 2 minutes. Say, Lord, Any word that has come out of me
that the devil is using
against me,
I take those words back.
I neutralize them and take them back.
Any word that has come out of me that the devil is using. Yes, so Lord.
Against me. I take that word back. I cancel that word. I cancel that word. I cancel that word. I nail that word to the cross. I nail it to the cross. I nail it to the cross. Any idol word
that
the devil is using against me, any word I've spoken, any language I've spoken, that the devil is using against me, in the name of Jesus Christ,
I renounce that word.
I withdraw that word.
I withdraw that word.
I cancel that word. I nail that word to the cross. I nail it to the cross.
I nail it to the cross.
I nail it to the cross. I nail it to the cross.
I nail it to the cross.
I nail it to the cross.
I nail it to the cross.
I cancel that way.
I cancel it to the blood of Jesus. And I nail it to the cross. Kill that word
in
that the
barakata.
Devil will never be
the
able to use against,
against
me again.
The devil can never
yes,
use it against
Lord.
Me.
The devil can never use,
those
words
name
against
of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
any
Christ.
Attitude,
any attitude.
I have demonstrated.
I have demonstrated.
Any lifestyle.
Any lifestyle.
I have demonstrated.
I have demonstrated.
That the devil is using.
That the devil is
against
using.
Me.
Against
I confess.
Me. I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I withdraw.
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 And I repent.
And I repent.
And I repent.
I repent.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And I repent. Those words, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, God willing, those of you who will be on Facebook at the 11th hour prayer parade. At 11:30, we shall continue. God willing, Wednesday, Friday, at the same time, we shall continue. Let this be an eye-opener. I am telling you, when you understand this, 90% of your battle here on earth, you have won. You have won. Look, stop worrying about people. People are just vessels. Connect to Jesus. Connect to Jesus. Oh. Now, I've limited my talking. I've limited my talking because I just realized that I just have to pray. Connect to Jesus and you see the glory of God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the grace of God rest upon you and increase you in every way. I want you to know that that testimony that the devil has been robbing you of, you are exiting 2023 with that testimony. You will celebrate that testimony. I say you will celebrate that testimony.
Jesus.
You will celebrate. The devil cannot. You will celebrate that testimony.
Amen.
Witches among us. They are defeated.
Yes, Lord.
They are nailed to the cross.
Yes.
Yes. Manipulators among us. They are nailed to the cross.
Amen.
We nailed them to the
Jesus
cross.
Name.
They can never operate
the
again.
Mighty name of Jesus,
our testimonies are ours.
Yes, Lord.
We are exiting with our testimonies.
Amen.
And we are not exiting with yes, anything Lord. That is from the devil. The devil is a liar. Unto him, unto God Almighty alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom,
shalom. Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.